Welcome to What Am I Looking At?, a podcast from the Department of Art and Design at Arkansas State University. My name is Dr. Catherine Baker, and I'm a professor specializing in the history of medieval and early modern art. Throughout this series, each presenter will be giving you insight into works of art from across history that are in some way unusual, sometimes strange, sometimes hard to understand. So let's get to today's dive into the visual world on your radio. Located in the Special Collections Library of the University of Aberdeen, an English manuscript made around the year 1200 is one of the world's best-preserved bestiaries. A compilation of knowledge about various animals, Bestiarium Vocabulum, or Beast Vocabularies, became very popular during the medieval period, with information from ancient writers combined with more contemporary accounts of the behaviors and physical traits of fauna. Bestiaries are excellent sources for "what am I looking at" moments. While some entries are rather fanciful, such as the Monoceros, who is described with the body of a horse, the head of a one-horned stag, and elephant feet, these oddities can often have some connection to the real, even if a little bit tenuous. The Monoceros, for example, is thought to be a broken telephone version of the Indian rhinoceros. For the next few episodes of my section of the podcast, we will examine select entries in the Aberdeen text, a fully digitized online repository of these amazing accounts. We start today with an entry on the bear, illustrated in the manuscript with relative accuracy, featuring a smallish, caned head on a large, fur-covered body with big, clawed feet, the actions of this ursus are puzzling. Standing against a golden background, three of the beast's paws are placed on blue and orange wave-like forms, a whimsical take on ground that can be found elsewhere amongst the illuminations. The creature's front left toes, however, are positioned on something entirely unique, three mounds of red, smooth, undifferentiated material. Sighted on a white surface reminiscent of stone, these blobs are being carefully licked by the bear, whose eyes are focused on the task at hand. Not really looking like something very edible, to understand this odd scene, one must turn to the text for clarification. Written in elegant Gothic script, the transcribed Latin states, quote, "The bear is said to get its name because the female shapes her newborn cubs with her mouth, ore, giving it, so to speak, its beginning, ursus. For it is said that they produce a shapeless fetus and that a piece of flesh is born. The mother forms the parts of the body by licking it," end quote. An idea that comes from Pliny the Elder, this ancient Roman author may have been attempting to interpret the pink, hairless, and thoroughly underdeveloped-looking form of just-born bears. While it is not the mother's tongue that brings about their forms in nature, but instead their genetics, it is a great first example of the bestiary's attempt to understand the mysteries of nature. And just wait until we get to the salamander. What Am I Looking At? Is provided by KASU in collaboration with the Department of Art and Design at A-State. Stay tuned next week for another exploration of art over your airwaves.